It's time now to visit with our early bird fishing guide, Jeff Sundin. He joins us from Deer River, and we left off with Jeff last Thursday morning. He was getting ready to hop in the truck and take his boat up the Rainy River. And Jeff, how'd it go last week?
Beautiful.
That's
that was about as good as you can hope for if you're trying to hit that thing. Thursday was probably the last of the big fish there. You know, the whole week that we were talking before that, there was lots and lots of big fish coming in, 30 inchers, 29, 31, 32. I heard a rumor. We were driving through the gas station in Big Falls on Thursday morning, and I stopped in there for some gas, and they told me that somebody had caught a 36-incher up there. No, I never saw it, but even if that was a kind of a fisherman's tall tale, still must have been a big fish.
Plus, we like gossip better than anything.
I suppose that's probably right. That's kind of what fishing is, isn't it? Unless you saw it yourself, like I did.
I got to see it too.
The Thursday trip, that was kind of how it played out for us. We caught mostly large fish that day between, let's say, 20 to 29 inches, someplace in that neck of the woods. And then we did get some. We get some keepers that were under 19 inches, and another handful, a dozen or so, of small ones. And then let's see here. How did I work that? I skipped a day, I think. Then we went back Saturday and Sunday, or something like that. Maybe Friday and Sunday. The next trip up, everything changed. All of a sudden, there was just a couple of big fish. They would just come here and there. But the 16-inch fish, 18, 17, the kind of moderate-sized males, they just started going crazy. So we had lots and lots of action for the last 2 days up there. And then every once in a while, just to keep you honest, something bigger would come along. And we had some chances at, you know, some bigger fish, and we also had a lot of nice size, you know, just kind of fill up your hand fish. So it'd be pretty hard to complain about that, on top of pretty darn nice weather the whole time too. Pretty unusual for April. I was looking back trying to figure out if there was even ever a time. Usually our window of opportunity is so small. I don't believe that I can recall a time where I've ever been able to make it up three times. You know, usually you try to hit it right away when the ice goes out, and so you maybe hit it once then, and then you have a little stretch of, you know, rainy weather or cold or something like that, and then all of a sudden the Little Fork River opens up and the current gets high and you're out of business. Well, this year we had all that, you know, way back before we'd even normally be thinking about going fishing up there. And we got that out of our system, and the weather settled down, the river settled down, the current, if anything, the current was low, so, to the point where you almost couldn't even drift. The river current wasn't strong enough to really move you along, so you had to use your electric to tow backwards a little bit while you were fishing. That's unusual for mid-April, for sure. Anyway, if you didn't make it by yesterday, that's the end of it now. Now we got to wait and talk about all of the other cool things that are going to happen with a month left to go before opening of fishing.
Well, Chad made it up there on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I went along with Jeff, and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Chad got a nice fish.
Yeah.
Have you seen that picture yet?
Oh, yeah, I saw it already. Thank you.
Is this in the website now?
I can't, to be honest with you, I'm working on so many website projects right now. I'm not sure exactly where I put all that stuff. I think that's on the Facebook page.
That's on the Facebook page, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to, if you want to follow that, you got to figure out how to be. I have sent some invitations to some people to sign up, but maybe not everybody. So that if you can find your way over to the Facebook side of things, that go in through the Northern Guides League website, nmlog.com, and there's a place there where you can click and get on the fan page for that.
I grabbed that picture to use as my profile picture.
Oh, is that
Facebook.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That was a good one. That
was.
That's
yeah.
a good excuse to do that.
That's right.
Beautiful. You notice when we were up there, Chad had never caught a walleye on the Rainy River yet, so I made him let me take the picture of the first fish that he caught.
Mm-hmm.
You noticed that I didn't put that one.
Yeah,
on
I know
there.
You didn't put that one. That's good.
we waited, and all of a sudden, when there's something better comes along, that's sort of unfair, isn't it?
No, what was it?
Everybody thinks all we ever catch are these big fish, but that's what, you know, barely raises an eyebrow is those big walleyes. If you put all the ones that we really caught on there, it would fill the whole page up, but
yep.
none of them would be that big. So the big ones, they seem to make the cut.
Well, what's ahead this week?
Well, we're planning our attack. I got, if the weather holds today, I got a sneaking suspicion that we're going to be, after work this afternoon, we're going to be heading over and trying to find some suckers to catch.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You got to be a little careful. I heard out of half of my ear the other day, or maybe it was yesterday, there are a few places now where they've closed down some of the popular areas where people have go in the spring to catch suckers because the walleye run is intense right at the moment, and they're trying to protect the walleyes while they're spawning. So it might not be too bad of an idea to check before you show up at your favorite sucker hole thinking that you're going to get in on some of that, because they might be closed for a little while here while they're trying to... I'll try to get some more information and put that someplace where it's public. But like I said, I caught the tail end of that little news snippet, and I didn't get every little place. And so rather than try to say some of them and forget the others, I'll just wait and try to get that whole thing and get it up on the website or something like that.
Jeff, do they post those locations at the site?
I would guess any place where they're going to do something like that, when you get there, there's going to be a sign. But just to be safe, it wouldn't be too bad of an idea to know ahead of time to make sure.
Right.
Just, you don't want to just wander in and thinking that you're going to be sucker fishing and then have somebody tap you on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the agenda right now. And now I've got all kinds of people asking about, you know, what the water temperature is and where the crappies are and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So what's the water temperature and where are the crappies?
Give me that. That'll be our topic of conversation for next week. I spent so much time messing around up there on the river that I got behind on everything else. So now I'm trying to get caught up, and then we'll get out. But we got to at least try one more. With the last time we had low water like this in the spring, there was a very intense sucker run. Maybe not because the suckers ran more than usual, but because the water was low enough that we could find them easier, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we're gonna go and try to do that first. That's awful fun to go and get a bunch of those, and then that gives you a good excuse to fire up the smoker one more time before the spring fishing comes along. There's going to be, my suspicion is, if you missed out on the first 3 or 4 days of crappie fishing after the ice went out, there's a little lull now where they kind of move back out into the open water and feed for a little while out there before they come back in to spawn. So we've got some time. I did notice it stayed above 50 for the whole night last night, so that should really fire things up when it comes to warming up some of the water in the shallows. If you don't lose much ground overnight and then you get a couple of sunny days, that'll warm some of those shallow bays back up. Should be able to find some panfish, perch, bluegills. We'll take a look for those as soon as we get through the April 15th crisis that occurs today. And I'm right in the middle of that, just like everybody else is.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So we'll try to get that all squared away and out of our hair, and then I can worry about fishing again for a little while.
All right. Well, is there any kind of depreciation you can do on, say, on jigs? Because, boy, some of mine are, I was looking at them the other day, they're ratty, crummy.
Get yourself some business cards.
Rusted
up. Scotty's Guide Service. next thing you know, those jigs will be deductible. You only have to buy about $70,000 worth of them before it'll do you any good. But well, at least it's a start. You might as well start someplace.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll do good for the guys who make jigs.
Yeah, right. There's an idea. That's another. That's on the agenda, too, here. Now.
Are you going to be making some jigs this week?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. We're making them now. Yeah. The weather's getting warm enough so that we can paint them. So that's the next thing to do. That's quite a thrill to stand there painting jigs after you've been catching fish with them. But we'll figure out a way.
Yeah, but it's worth it because they work.
All right.
Oh, good. All right. Well, there you have it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay.
Have a great week.
Have a big day.
You too.
We'll see you next
week. Bye-bye. I hope we can talk crappies and water temperatures next week.
I do too.